And with that, Director Kirschman, will you stay with us for number seven, which is petition number 218?
I will. Thank you, Madam Chair. The next petition in front of you was brought forward by Mr. Timothy Staples out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And his request to the commission and the department via this petition focuses actually on a specific body of water, and that's Family Park here in, or I shouldn't say here, but in Sioux Falls. One of the most highly desired urban fisheries that we have in the state. And his request is to allow the use of electric trolling motors on small or on boats, watercrafts, to be used on Family Park. So I know Mr. Staples was planning to join virtually. Mr. Staples, if you are on the line, certainly ask you to take the opportunity to visit with the commission on your petition.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
So I thank you guys for listening to my proposal. I did a little research on this, and the city of Sioux Falls, when I called the Parks Department, said that they follow the GFMP for motors on lakes. Lake Elvin is a no wake, no 5 mile an hour zone, and I know that's a GFMP area. Rawlings, game production area, another GPA area down by Hudson, you can use a motor. The biggest thing is with Family Park, it's a bigger body of water than them are, and there's no way to access the middle unless you have a kayak of some kind, and a lot of us can't afford, you know, the nice fancy fishing kayaks and that. And I tried it with a regular kayak, but most of the rod holders are in front of the paddle. I myself have a duck boat that I use a 55 pound trolling motor on. It would be no wake, no nothing that I could use to troll Family Park. So that's why I brought up this proposal to use, you know, only electric trolling motors / no wake like Lake Elvin is at Family Park.
Very good.
But I don't, like I said, I don't know. When I talked to the city, they said they follow you guys, but it's kind of ran by the city, so I don't know. I couldn't find a lot of information on that part of it.
Thank you, Mr. Staples. Director Kirschman, I'll see if we have any questions from the commission at this point. Commissioners, do you have any questions for Mr. Staples on the petition before you? Seeing none at this time, we'll turn it over to Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Great conversation internally about this particular petition as well. And as soon as this conversation came up, everybody started looking at me because I'm also one of those guys. I've got a little 10-foot boat that my two sons go out and enjoy the heck out of going pan fishing out of this little with a little 30-thrust trolling motor. So they are looking at me like, what are you thinking about this now? And so interesting conversation. I can certainly understand why Mr. Staples brought forward the petition. So as we started our internal conversations, honestly, one of the first things that we did is we did contact and reach out to the city of Sioux Falls, also their Parks and Recreation Department. And it actually went back to the conversation when Family Park was originated and started. There was conversations between the city of Sioux Falls itself, the Parks and Recs department, city law enforcement, county law enforcement, our agency, our staff, and thinking about establishing Family Park as this wonderful urban fishing community and pond to bring people together and provide those opportunities. And in that original conversation, there was a lot of discussion about what type of restrictions and things to consider in establishing Family Park. And some of the things that they did talk about when it was established was what things do we allow and what things do they not allow. And one of the key items within that with no allowance was motorized type vehicles or apparatuses. So for example, in the case of a small watercraft like this, the regulation and requirement was that no motorized, that includes an electric trolling motor, could be allowed. Even during the winter time frame when ice fishing occurs, you cannot use your ATV to pull out your ice fishing shack or your equipment. You are walking it out there. So it's just no motorized period from the standpoint of that activity. The other interesting part about Family Park, it is the highest used family urban fisheries type body of water in the state. It averages approximately 1,800 hours per acre of open water angling per year. And when you start putting the math and the numbers together, that's a lot of people using that body of water. Now, it is 19 acres in size, so it is a little bit bigger than some of the smaller ponds that one may think about. But certainly the use is quite extensive. There are individuals, as the petitioner just said, that will go out in their fishing kayak or their kayak or a little paddle boat or something, which is certainly permissible. But no, the use of motors are not permissible. And some of those reasons they were concerned about, they wanting this experience where people can go out, try to minimize that competition or interactions. And in those conversations with the city and other folks, that is why that was put in place originally and the primary reason for retaining that where we are today. So, commissioners, what after long conversations, internally looking at this, again, we know the wonderful opportunities that this provides in the city of Sioux Falls to hundreds and thousands of kids and families and people to go fishing. One of our top priorities, right, is to get people in the outdoors and connect them to that. But our recommendation to you today would be denial of the petition and to maintain the no motor zone as it is described today in that body of water and some others. As mentioned, there are some other bodies of water close to Sioux Falls that provide that opportunity where you could use motors. But in this particular case, and in visiting with the city, they certainly said that they would follow where things are right now and our recommendations in respect to this particular issue. And so they're in agreement with that and will certainly support that decision as well. So our recommendation to you would be denial at this time to maintain Family Park as it is currently set up with its requirements and continue to provide the best fishing opportunities that we can. One of those lakes that is on our list of stocking, obviously, to make sure that we've got fish there for kids, families, and people to catch, and they certainly do. And that is one of our bodies of water, and especially in the southeast part of South Dakota, that's one of our highest priorities. So based on the volume of activity that occurs there and how it's been working, we would just encourage you to maintain the current restrictions and deny this petition at this time.
Any questions for Director Kirschman? Yes, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling, Director, I've heard of Family Park. Can you give me an idea of actually where it's located around the Sioux Falls area or in the Sioux Falls area? I'm not quite familiar with it.
I'm going to have Kip give me the exact address. How's that?
Oh, that's great. I can go there.
Or Jeremy, either one. What is that?
12th and Ellis. Then I know where it's at.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow-up, ma'am.
Yes, please.
Is there shore fishing allowed on
yes.
that as well? Okay.
Yes, shore fishing. And there are, I don't remember how many piers or docks. And
there's
multiple opportunities to get
on the lake.
If you don't have some type of small watercraft,
right.
that you can go on a kayak or something like that, that okay. you have access to the water. But certainly a lot of opportunities. It's designed for families and kids, to be quite honest.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. Any additional questions for Director Kirschman? With that, Mr. Staples, do you have any rebuttal comments that you would like to make?
Not at this time.
Very good. Commissioners, any other questions? If not, I would take comment and or action. Move to deny by Commissioner Bartling.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. Comments on that motion? Yes, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner Bartling. Well, I thank the petitioner for bringing this. It, you know, brought some things to light, and but I agree with the director and in keeping the family park as it is designed to be, and to making it amenable to everyone, and just as you say, to keep it family friendly. So even though trolling motors don't necessarily cause a lot of problems or anything like that, if you're fishing from shore and things of that nature, you certainly could be a little disruptive to maybe some other family members. So thus I will vote to deny.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. And I'm going to add on to those comments. I too have two young boys that like to take their little John boat out and fish, and we like to give them that opportunity. But knowing that there were a handful of entities in the beginning that came together to make decisions on what would be allowed and what the restrictions are, and although they do look to the GFMP today for some of those decisions, I think we need to abide by what was decided on back when everything came together. And for those reasons, I too will be voting for denial. With that, the motion on the table is to deny. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is denied. And Mr. Staples, we do appreciate you bringing that petition forward. Thank you.